Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. Today's subject, Our Shepherd Lord. One of the most loved passages in the Bible is the 23rd Psalm. A great majority of people are very familiar with this sound. Listen to it again. Psalm 23 from the English Standard Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, when we read or recite this poem, we usually focus on the restful, contented sheep. However, David focused on the Lord. It is a psalm extolling the shepherd Lord. David employs the analogy of a shepherd caring for his flock of sheep to describe the Lord's actions toward us. He paints a word portrait of the shepherd Lord. The shepherd Lord is a good provider. His people, the sheep of his pasture, lack for nothing. He provides for their deepest and truest needs. Verdant pasture speaks of plentiful, healthy food supply. Now, sheep can be frightened by running water, and they prefer to drink fresh but still water. So the New American Standard translates this verse, "In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul." The Lord Jesus gives inner peace to believers and lets them rest by quiet waters of refreshment. "My provider shepherd satisfies me, and he restores me within myself." The shepherd Lord is also my guide. In this world, there are many paths I can follow, but the Spirit of the Lord leads me in the path of righteousness. He does this for his name's sake. As a sheep belonging to the Lord Jesus, I bear his name. His reputation is tied in with me. I must reflect his character. So he leads me in the right way so that my life may glorify him. The shepherd Lord is also my protector. He will not leave me where he cannot protect me, but he is so powerful and wise that there is no place where he cannot keep me. Even death is subject to the Lord's control. The psalmist says that his presence is so wonderful that death itself is only the valley of the shadow of death. He is the Lord of life. There is nothing that separates us from his love. And what we need is a true realization of the presence of the shepherd. He does not leave us. If we stray on the path, his rod or staff will pick us up and put us back in the way of peace and righteousness. My shepherd Lord comforts me. He shores me up when we encounter the difficulties and sorrows of life. He brings strength. In fact, his rod and staff are a source of comfort to me. With his rod, a shepherd would beat off attacking animals, and with the rod, he could gently prod his sheep back into action. A shepherd's staff was used to pick up a sheep when they had fallen, especially onto a ledge off the side of a steep path. These implements of the shepherd's trade comfort me and give me inner strength. My shepherd is a comforter. As the poem concludes, David changes his metaphor from a shepherd to a gracious Middle Eastern host. He is one who entertains with a lavish meal even in enemy territory. With his presence with me, he prepares an eating place. He tends to all of my needs with great tenderness. As a sheep in God's pasture, I go on following my shepherd Lord day after day. His goodness and his love constantly follow me. As the Almighty Lord, he is before me to lead me. He is with me to protect me and refresh me. And he is behind me to bless me. His goodness and his love will be my portion all the days of my life. My shepherd Lord eternally keeps me, so I can confidently say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Wherever the Lord is, there is heaven. and He will never leave me. His life, His love, and His grace and power will keep me as part of His flock forever. The Shepherd Lord is our keeper. Look at what the Shepherd is to us. He is our provider and our guide. He is our protector and our comforter. And He is our gracious host who will never leave us and who provides for us even in the midst of enemy territory. He is our keeper. So come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the sheep under His care. Can you, from inner knowledge of faith, confess with me, the Lord is my shepherd? This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. Until next time, pick up the book and read. The blessings of the Lord Almighty be with you.